Well, first of all, Happy New Year to everybody. And I am greatly looking forward to 2023. It is a year of anticipation of the Lord showing up in new and exciting ways. I really have a great expectation for that. Every year I spend time asking the Lord for a theme, a personal theme for the year. And this past year, 2022, the Lord gave me the word trust. Garth, do you trust in me? And it's been quite a year working through all that and growing in that. What I do as a transitional pastor, there's just sometimes where I'm like, Lord, I need you to show up. And I trust that you're here. I trust that your spirit is going before us. And you know what? He shows up. I think of, I've told you a bit of my background coming out of the business world and into this. When you change careers in your 50s, it's not a parallel move. It's a big thing. There's retirement, it's not a straight line across. You sort of dip down to build back up. And it's like, Lord, do you have a plan for me? Do I trust you, right? All these very personal aspects the Lord has really not just challenged me on, but show me that he is there and that he has a plan for me in all these things. And I've begun to relook at how I look at things, right? It's like, rather than what do I think needs to happen? It's like, Lord, what are you doing here? What is your spirit doing? How can I join into that? And this has been some of the great values of my past year in building and understanding God through that lens of trust. So when I asked the Lord this year for 2023, what's the theme? He simply said that I'm with you, that God is with me. And so it actually ties in with our series that we've been doing. Before Christmas, we started during Advent, His Name Is, and we looked at Isaiah. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And we're going to continue this series with this passage in Matthew 1:23. It comes from the dream that Joseph had when he learned that Mary was pregnant. And the angel quotes this passage from Isaiah, actually, and says, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. So we're going to look at that. What does it mean for God to be with us? Which happens to be the theme the Lord has given me. So I want to share along that lines, but I also want to invite South Abbotsford Church to look at a year of what does it mean that God is with us. How do we grow in that? The word Emmanuel here is, as it says, God is with us. And it's really this idea of Jesus coming as a baby, Jesus is God, uniting with man, that joining with that. The word with is just that, accompaniment or join. So we have this amazing event that has happened where God is joining with man. There's a word, depends what dictionary you look at, English word called withness. And so I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And so if it's in one dictionary, I'm happy with this definition. Withness is the state of being close or connected to someone. What is our withness? And so this year of 2023, a year of deeper unity with God. What does it mean to be with Christ? So this is the task ahead. I love a good spy novel or spy film. And most of them always start with this. They'll call the agent in and present the mission and say, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is, and then they go into it. Of course, the spy always says yes. But this is kind of what the Lord, I think, is asking. I know he's asking of this of me, but I think he's asking this of our church. This is a mission I have for you, South Abbotsford, if you choose to accept it. So what does that mean? Well, I want to talk about a couple ways that we can be with God. I want to talk about some specific things, some tools and a mindset that we can have around this. So first of all, in another passage in Luke, when it talks about the whole birth of Jesus and the whole Christmas story, as we call it, there's a character, and this is in Luke, Luke chapter 2, verse 30. There's a character named Simeon. He's a bit character, if you want to look at it that way. But he says some very significant things. So where he appears in the narrative, so Jesus has been born. Luke talks about on the eighth day, which is traditional, the baby's circumcised, and they give the baby the name, and they name him Jesus. And then with firstborn males, there's another purification period. And at the 40-day mark, they bring the child to the temple for a ceremony of dedication to God. And it's at this moment, Joseph and Mary are still in Bethlehem, but they make the journey to Jerusalem at the 40-day mark to come and present Jesus in the temple. And there's a man there named Simeon. And Simeon is a godly man, and they say he is filled, the Holy Spirit is upon him, and he's drawn to the temple that day. And when Mary and Joseph walk in with Jesus, he knows immediately that this is the Messiah, and he asks to hold the baby. And he says, this is part of what he says in Luke 2, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory of your people Israel." He had been longing to see the Messiah, to see Jesus. And he says that, "My eyes have seen your salvation." So the first thing we grasp about this God is with us is we need to see Jesus. We need to look for Jesus. Part of this withness is actually seeing him. And we see him in the people that we interact with, our family, at work, church, community. And we're drawn to him. And so the first thing that I want to do in greater ways is to start seeing Jesus in my daily activities and being drawn to him like Simeon did. "They have seen your salvation, which you've prepared in the sight of all nations." It's quite a powerful thing. The second thing about being with Christ, so we see Jesus, we seek to see him. And the other one is we put aside. So back in our passage in Matthew, it's interesting because the place of this story is, and I think we all relate to this. So Joseph hears through Mary that she's pregnant. And you can imagine from a human standpoint, your fiance comes to you and says, "I'm pregnant." And you know, it wasn't you. There is a very common thought pattern, right? This ends it. It says he is seeking to secretly divorce her so not to cause any embarrassment. He probably had family reputation, community reputation. He was a carpenter. He probably didn't want it to impact his business. And so he decides to go a certain way. And the angel comes and says, "No, this is from God. And that I want you to name him Jesus." And it says in verse 24 of Matthew, "When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus." Joseph decided to put aside all this other stuff, which we can all relate to, and say, okay, I'm putting that aside. I'm following what, Lord, you're saying. And he marries Mary and names the baby Jesus, just as the angel asked. So when we seek Jesus, there are decisions we all have to make on a personal level, right? Whether we've crowded our time with too much TV or social media, or we have attitudes that we carry or opinions, right? Those are things that we have to put aside. And that's between you and the Lord to identify those aspects. But I wanted to talk to us as South Abbotsford Church, and talk about the journey that we've been on, and that we are on, and that we're going to be on in 2023. There was, I don't know if you read, the council's monthly newsletter came out a couple weeks back. And at the end of it, they talk about 6 works in progress to help identify moving forward in a healthy, positive way. And I want to just briefly talk about those, because here's our situation, right? We know we're going through transition. We know we're launching into a senior pastor, a lead pastor search. But we want to do it seeing Jesus. And we're working through as a body to not put aside, like, forget. So I don't want that to be the interpretation. But we want to put aside in a healthy way so that we can focus on what the Lord has for all of us. And so I think God is showing us a way for us to move forward. And so this list comes out, and it says, this is some of the ways that we're going to focus, right? So it's a way to address things, and it's a way to help us as a congregation put things aside and then be able to focus more on Jesus. So number one was increasing our discernment practices as a council. There's obviously Einstein, I don't know if he was a Christian or a believer or not, but he said a lot of smart things. He said, a problem can't be solved by the same type of thinking that created it. And it's like, okay, Lord, we need to learn how to have more discernment, better discernment. What rhythms do we do to make decisions? What do we need to study? And there's some very specific things happening in that area. Number two was, we recognize that there needs to be some governance changes. So that's forthcoming. Number three was building better HR practices and leadership development and strengthening the pastor-council relationships and the understanding of being a team together. Number four was deeper vision work. And there's some work on a council covenant about how we as a church operate and make decisions. Reconciling the relationship with Matt and Don. In a couple weeks from now, Matt and Don and council are meeting together. Praise the Lord. And so that is moving forward. And then lastly, it says identifying a leadership development grid. This comes out of the work that we've done as a congregation about wanting to develop leaders and understand that more and go deeper in all of those. So I say that as a bit of a report, but in light of what we're talking about here about being with God and that God is with us, we want to be able to put things aside. And so I say it to give a vote of confidence that things are moving in the right direction. And we're not ignoring, and things aren't being ignored, but they're being addressed in a deep way. And so if you join me, if you join us in this year of being with Christ and seeing Christ, we need to know that these things are able to be put aside. I guess what we're really talking about here is a journey of transforming. You know, the last part of that thing that Simeon said, and so he saw Jesus. And that last line, which I read, which I think has a very interesting word in it. And he says, and the glory of your people Israel. Our purpose and our mission is to transform into the glory of the Lord. If we're really focusing on seeing Jesus, if we want to put things aside to know where our witness is with him, it's a transforming journey. I've been drawn to that idea. That transforming glory is something more beautiful. That's basically what it means. It basically means we want to see more beauty. Midway through almost all the Gospels is the story of Jesus taking Peter, James, and John up to the mountain, and he is transfigured into his glory. And in the passage in Matthew, I'll just read a couple verses here. It says, "As the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed so that his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as light. And then God's voice spoke, Moses and Elijah came." I mean, it was quite a moment of transformation, of that glory of God seeing that. And that's all of our journey, is that the Lord wants to show us his glory and his journey. And so this journey of God being with us is a transfiguring or a transforming journey. And I look forward every year, just as I grew in my understanding of trust, I want to grow in my understanding of being with God and that God is with me. John, in the book of 1 John, who saw the transfiguration, says this, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known." So he says, we don't really know what we're going to be like in heaven. That's what he's talking about. But we do know this. We know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So that picture of Jesus transfiguring, of transforming, of the glory of God, John says here that we will see him as he is, and we will be like him. That's mind-blowing stuff. And so our focus on God with us is just that. It's this transfiguring, transforming journey. I want to end on a prayer that I've had for South Abbotsford Church. When I was in the process of interviewing and candidating for the transitional role here, one of the things the Lord was very clear in my prayer time, and it was, and these are his exact words to me, mobilize them. God wants to maximize South Abbotsford Church resources for the kingdom. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means, Lord, but there's something more and something bigger going on here. The last couple of weeks, I was praying around that again, and I want to read you something that I feel is directly from the Lord as a message for all of us. I said, "Lord, my prayer for South Abbotsford Church remains that you elevate their presence because they are seeking you with all their hearts. It's a walk of transfiguring. Walk the journey, says the Lord. Replace hurt with Jesus' beauty. What do you see? What do you want to see? God is preparing you, South Abbotsford, for an impact, but it must reflect Jesus. There is a much bigger picture, but we must learn how to reconcile all things to Christ." That's our vision statement at South Abbotsford, by the way. And the Lord says, "I'm proud of you. As you are bravely moving forward, let's not be driven by fear, but by the way in which we constantly press into seeing Jesus." And then he says, "I am with you. I am with you." So when I say 2023 is a year of God with us, that's what I mean. Where's this going? I don't know. But I'm okay with that. I mean, if I have to apply the lessons of 2022 for myself about trusting in Him, do I trust that He has something that He hasn't fully revealed to us? Because He wants us to keep digging in and searching for Him. I'm okay with that. If we take our last series that we're in right now about what we're learning about the character of God, about what a wonderful and wise counselor He is, but what a mighty and powerful God He is, what a caring Father He is, what a sense of peace that He brings to us, and now that God is with us. Those are His characteristics, and I'm okay trusting in those characteristics as we journey together. So just to close this out, I go back to our passage. And in Matthew 1. So I just find it funny and good that, you know, Joseph put things aside, right? And then it says the last line, and Joseph named him Jesus, period. Right? It's pretty simple and straightforward, is that He wants us just to focus on Jesus and put everything aside. The first word of chapter 2, and I realize chapters and verses aren't ordained, but I just find the first word again is Jesus. Right? So this is a year of witness. I'm excited. That's why I'm excited for it. And I want to journey along with you and with the Lord. So I'm going that way. I believe we are going this way. And so just as we close in some worship, ask the Lord what it means for you to be on a personal journey and as a member of the South Abbotsford Church community about us being with God. Blessings on you. Amen. And look forward to 2023.